This episode of Women Got Game is supported in part by Jim White Toyota, a proud sponsor of women's collegiate basketball in Northwest Ohio. Visit jimwhitetoyota.com.
Welcome to Women Got Game, where we uncover untold stories of extraordinary women in sports across Northwest Ohio and beyond. I'm Sophia Fisher, and we're going to celebrate the evolution of female athletes, coaches, and sports enthusiasts. Let's dive into a world often overlooked in the broader sports narrative. Ready to explore? Let's play. Just in case our listeners aren't familiar, NIL stands for Name, Image, and Likeness, and refers to the legal right of college athletes to profit from their personal brand. NIL deals can include endorsements, sponsorships, and brand partnerships. Before 2021, the NCAA prohibited student athletes from profiting from their NIL. I'm super excited to speak with our guest today about name, image, and likeness, referred to as NIL. In full disclosure, I'm proud to say I'm actually their certified State of Ohio NIL athlete marketing agent. We have in our studio today two amazing female student athletes from the University of Toledo women's basketball team and just all-around genuine people. I'd like to welcome Sammy McConowitz, affectionately known as the Mayor of Rossford, and Hannah Navarowski.
Hello.
Welcome, ladies. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you in the studio today. You got a new season, obviously, coming up here, and just super excited to have you in the studio and talk about name, image, and likeness. A little bit about the both of you. I guess we're going to start with Sammy. Sammy, you're number 33, yep. And you're a grad student.
Yep.
You're 5'10".
Just about. With the shoes on.
All right. All around player, guard, forward, wherever, you're gonna bring it every time. Your third team all MAC, CSC academic all district.
Yep.
And your academic all MAC also.
Uh-huh.
You started all 34 games last season, and you've started in all 127 games for Toledo across your first four seasons.
Yep.
And then, and that's not enough, she eclipsed 1,100 minutes for the third straight year last season. And how many MAC championships have you been able to bring home?
Three.
It's incredible. Awesome. Awesome. All right,
so
Sammy.
So much fun.
I love it. And Hannah, number 51, your grad student as well. You're the center.
Yeah.
At 6'5". Is that with shoes on or?
No, that's flat feet.
All right.
And that's a true 6'5".
True 6'5". I like it. Your academic all MAC. You played in all 34 games last season, starting in three and beyond that, actually, and then averaged 10.5 minutes a game. You led the team in what was the fourth in the MAC with 34 blocks.
Boo, boo, boo.
Oh, wow.
Really did.
You also led the team to a MAC. How many championships?
Three.
Three. See, that's
three.
Yes.
One, two, three.
You guys
Count
are
them.
The jam. Let's hope this season will be the same. It'll be your... As you're walking out the door as the seniors, you're going to bring one more home?
Oh, we have to.
We better.
All right.
We have to.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind. So, well, before we talk about NIL, let's do what I like to call rapid fire round. Just a few questions about yourself so our listeners can get to know a little bit more about you, okay? So I'm going to start with you, Sammy.
All right.
So what inspired you as a kid to start playing basketball?
I feel like I just spent a lot of days out in the driveway shooting around playing hoops. I'd play against my dad. He wasn't too hard to beat. But no, that kind of just started my journey. And then from there, I just had a love for it, I guess.
Yeah, it got in your blood, huh? You just couldn't have enough.
Couldn't stop.
All right. So let's talk favorite WNBA player or team or both.
I'm falling on the Caitlin Clark trend and the Indiana Fever. I just think what she's done for the game and her ability to shoot the ball is crazy.
All right. Favorite post-game meal?
Some chicken tenders.
All right. Favorite music?
Country.
Favorite candy?
Chocolate.
Favorite sports brand?
Nike.
Favorite food or local restaurant? I mean, what's your go-to?
It depends on the day. Let's just do BJ's Brewhouse.
All right. Most memorable game you ever had?
Definitely, I think, the MAC tournament when we beat BG to go on to the NCAA tournament for, well, my first time, but it was fun.
All right. And where do you see yourself after college basketball?
I'm hoping coaching. That's the plan. So
yes.
I'd like to kind of stay around the game.
I think you'd make an awesome coach. And one word to describe you, what would that be?
I'd say gritty.
All right. I like it. So, Hannah, same rapid fire. Let's go.
Let's do it.
What inspired you as a kid to start playing basketball?
Both my parents played, and then my mom actually went to semi-state and went to state at basketball. And so she taught me a lot when I was younger, and I was always like Sammy in the backyard shooting hoops.
All right. Favorite WNBA player and team?
Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever, mainly because Grace Berger, I played with her at Indiana, and she's an amazing person. Love the Fever.
Very cool, very cool. Favorite post-game meal?
Some chicken wings, a nice salad.
Gotta throw the nutritional value in there, right?
Gotta keep it even.
So what's your favorite music?
Country music.
Okay. Favorite candy?
Milky Way.
All right.
Dum Dums too.
Dum Dums.
I love Suckers. I also love Suckers. That's great.
All right. Favorite sports brand?
Nike.
All right. Favorite local restaurant?
I would say Inside the Five, being a Toledo native, but also I would say BJ's.
I like it. Most memorable game that you ever played?
My first game back after injury in Greece was super memorable. Being able to be one in Greece and also two coming back from a crazy injury.
Yes, 100%. What word, one word, would describe you?
Outgoing.
Okay. All right, ladies. Well, I like it. And now we're going to dive into our topic today. We're going to talk about name, image, and likeness. And so recently, just in the near, like not so far future, or past rather, you guys got two new vehicles from a awesome local dealer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How exciting was that for you?
It was incredible. Absolutely insane. I feel like Sammy and I were like kind of unsure if it was going to happen. We were like, we knew it happened last year and then just throwing us for curveballs on the way there. And we weren't sure it was going to happen. And then, bam, we walked through the door and I about jumped in Sammy's lap. I swear, I like jumped all on top of her. And it was crazy.
I thought you guys were on to us. I tell you that for sure. Because I was like, yeah, they're going to figure it out. And Sammy, what about you? What did it feel like? And what was cool about it?
I think just super exciting. Obviously, we're extremely grateful just to know like the community has our support. It just meant a lot to us.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you definitely deserve it with all your hard work and the MAC championships that you've been able to pull down. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, I guess I want to ask you individually, we'll start with you first, Hannah. Why is the opportunity to monetize your name, image, and likeness important to you personally?
I think it's important to me because each of us, like, individually grow up putting so much effort into the sport and putting in every single day from when we were little kids to now, and being able to promote ourselves, but also being able to be infectious for the little kids that are also wanting to be basketball players, that we're actually being promoted by businesses that they actually get to see every single day. Like, we're on billboards. They're like, I want to be on a billboard. That's freaking amazing.
Yeah.
And so those types of things that are super important for me to be able to continue to bridge the gap and also push forward the barriers that we haven't reached in the past.
All right. Sammy, why is the opportunity to monetize your name, image, and likeness important to you?
I feel like Hannah hit it right on the head there. She got a lot of good points. And then also it just kind of shows who you are as a person outside of the sport you play. Yeah, we wear a jersey. Yeah, that's kind of where everybody sees us. Everybody knows us from there. But, like, we all have very different lives outside of basketball that make us who we are. Basketball is only a small portion of who we are, and I think that NIL gives you the opportunity to show people who you are and kind of step away from your sport into whatever you might like.
Hannah, so how do you see NIL rights impacting female athletes differently than male athletes? And what does that mean to you? What is your insight on that?
Well, personally, I feel like Toledo has been truly impactful for the female side. They've been pouring into so many of the athletes here that I know of that not as many, I would say, other cities have been. And I think that it really shows Toledo really loves each and every athlete, but also wanting to be that city that's going to make a stamp on women's basketball.
How does it make you feel when someone like Vin Mann, we all know who he is, mm-hmm. you know, supports women's athletics? I mean, and it's not just a, you know, it's men supporting, it's women supporting our community.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of great sponsors. But how does that make you feel in being at, you know, this type of community?
I feel like it also shows that he's a true girl dad. like he absolutely wants to show, one, his family, but also the people he works for, and also the big community that we should be backed up by big names like that, and being able to be willing to get cars for women's basketball players, and just being able to consistently backing up women's basketball.
And Sammy, same question, really. NIL rights impacting female athletes differently than male athletes. What's your perspective on that?
I think definitely, like, if you would ask me 4 years ago, I think you could definitely see a difference. And just, I mean, even 10 years ago, I feel like there wasn't specifically NIL, but you would see it's always about football, or basketball, men's basketball. And I think now it's slowly starting to become, that gap is much smaller than it used to be. And I think it's huge. There's no reason it shouldn't be. I mean, as cliched as it is, like, women can do anything men can do and vice versa. There's no reason we should have that gap. Everybody should have those opportunities.
I agree. So, Hannah, what benefits, okay, beyond financial gain? Obviously, mm-hmm. everybody likes cash, extra cash. You mm-hmm. still have expenses. You know, a lot of people think, hey, they're getting full rides. They don't have, you know, they don't mm-hmm. pay for anything. The college is paid for, scholarship driven. But mm-hmm. there are a lot of gaps. I know when you move off campus, you no longer do receive, you know, you have to pay for your own rent. You have to pay, mm-hmm. you're getting your own food, et cetera. So, you know, beyond financial gain, you know, what else have you experienced from NIL partnerships? Like, as far as has it given you networking mm-hmm. or tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I think first off, you get to, with NIL deals, you get to save money in the long run, and you're able to go to businesses that you regularly go to, make a deal with them, and then being able to keep some money in your pocket. Also, being able to network and grow my kind of understanding of how to talk to business owners, so that when I am in the future with as a nurse and I have to talk to a CEO of the nursing, of the high hospital, of like every level of people that you have to be able to understand how to talk to, it provides a concrete example of how I need to talk to someone in the future, and also helps me build networking inside of Toledo, so that when I come back, maybe I might stay here to be a nurse. I might stay in, might go to Michigan City, and they might know someone that is in Michigan City.
All right, Sammy, so what benefits beyond financial gain have you experienced from the NIL partnerships that you're involved with?
I think past finances and money, get like experiences, and then obviously like the networking. We got to go to a country concert. Obviously that's something that, it might not be that much money, but it's just something you get to do while you're here with your teammates, without taking money out of your pocket. So like just little experiences like that. And then the networking has been huge. You just build a lot of relationships, that kind of help you form those partnerships, for life after basketball. It gets your name out there. And I think the networking is honestly the biggest thing. It just puts women's college basketball out there.
Yeah, and do you think also, you know, it doesn't always have to be a very large deal, right? Mm-hmm. At the smaller deals or the trades, or, again, coming to the table with, you know, a smaller sponsorship obviously helps, because obviously, have you been to the grocery store, right? It's expensive, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Gasoline, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have all these other expenses. So, and at the end of the day, you know, I think it does help you. And I'll just speak to that a little bit, Hannah, about, you know, how you appreciate. I think when I first met you, you know, we were trying to get these larger deals, and unbeknownst to me, you know, there was a sticker book that someone had just given us, and Hannah goes, I'll take a sticker book.
Yeah,
I like that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I will take a sticker book. I just went to Cedar Point for the first time ever, being able to go there for an NIL deal, and just like different things that are, they might seem minute, but they are not, because it gives us experiences that we might not have ever had. And like the sticker book, I might have a now amazing sticker that's on my water bottle that someone might ask me, and I'll be like, yeah, that was an NIL deal. pretty cool.
Absolutely, and shout out to Susan. It's funny because we're giving first names. You know, the Vin Man. You got Susan, but that's how close the community is. Like, you actually know mm-hmm. the people who are participating mm-hmm. in the NIL deals. I think that's what makes it special mm-hmm. is because they come to the games, they support you, they're cheering you on, but then there's also this other aspect where it's a little perks, right? It's a little things that add mm-hmm. up, mm-hmm. and when you guys can get together and go to Cedar Point or to a country concert or go somewhere else, it's an outside bonding experience, right? Absolutely. And they're still in the community. People see you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right? Sammy, back to you. Let me ask you this. So how do you hope your NIL journey will influence younger female athletes who look up to you?
I hope it just shows them, like, that they can do whatever they want to do. Like, you're not limited to one thing. Don't let your skills, and like, limit you to anything. It's kind of what you do behind the doors. But it just gives you those opportunities. Like, any little person out there, any child, can do exactly what I'm doing. They can be right where I'm at right now. And I hope that they know that and they recognize that.
What do you think, Hannah, is a role model opportunity waiting to happen? Because I know after some of those games, I've been to them, I've seen them, get all these young kids mm-hmm. come out, and they want your autograph, they want to mm-hmm. talk to you, So tell me about that experience and how good it makes you feel.
Oh, it makes me feel amazing. I think that there has been children that have started to build a relationship with me from my first year at Toledo, and just seeing them, one, grow up, mm-hmm. and them wanting to, can we take a picture? Because she's now above your knee, and now she's at your hip, and now, like, being 6'5", like, they're super excited to just, like, stand next to you because, you're like, giant, and they're looking up to you, literally, but also actually being a role model on the court, being able to, even if I'm on the court, off the court, being able to positively influence their lives and be able to recognize that you can have fun in anything that you do.
So let's talk a little bit about balancing college life and brand building. Okay, so in case the audience doesn't know, when you do, when a student athlete signs up with a sponsor or a brand to do an NIL endorsement or deal, it's an exchange, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's a quid pro quo. In order to receive monetary, or if it's a trade, et cetera, you have to do something like a social media post, or you're doing an appearance. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the audience knows either, that it's really hard to juggle probably your time commitments. You have practice, you have film, you have weight training, you have class, you have homework, you have ice time or rehab time, whatever mm-hmm. you're doing, right? And I'm probably, hey, where's your family fall in line there too, or mm-hmm. your personal lives, right? There's so much that you're juggling. So I'm often amazed by how you juggle your schedules, especially when traveling. Mm-hmm. I think it can be really difficult. So I want you to tell the audience about, you know, balancing your college life, and then you guys get great grades. I mean, my goodness, you're still, A-plus people here. So, building your brand, share what that experience has been for you. I guess we'll start with you, Hannah, and just share, let the audience know what it's like.
I think it's something else that you can put on your resume. Being able to be time organized every single day, like it's something that we have to do every single day in our life. Same thing with a person that's going to offer us an NIL deal. They have a very big schedule. They also have a company to run. We have to do all these different coordination of schedules that it's not just on us, but it's also on them. And being able to coordinate that is something that I can say and finally write down and be like, I am time organized. And I know that I am good at communication and being willing to connect the dots with someone else that is higher in the rankings in a company. But also, I learned very early in life that you have to be on top of things. When you get an email about my white coat ceremony from when I was in nursing, I couldn't make it to my own white coat ceremony because we had a game. And I immediately talked to my coach and I was like, we need to get this figured out. And we turned it into a nursing night. Like, those are the times where now all the nurses were able to come to my game, and that was a time-sensitive situation. And if that wouldn't have been, on my priority of getting fixed, then it might not have been the situation that would have been that would have kind of surfaced, being able to have a white coat in my white jersey as a nursing night. It's really
awesome. That was cool. I remember seeing that social post. Mm-hmm. You were on the court and mm-hmm. you put your jacket on, your white jacket on, and in your uniform. It was cool.
Shout out to Dean Lewandowski for making it possible.
There you go.
She is the best.
I like it. And that's where academia also, you know, that's part of the community as well, right? You have your professors, they know you play. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're not going to go in and say the dog ate my homework, right? You're going to have to juggle that schedule. You're going to have to make sure you turn in everything. And that's why, you know, I'm always impressed with the grade point average that you guys carry as a team. Sammy, same question.
I think I've always had very good life skills, organization, time management. But I think I definitely learned my freshman year just how important that was and how busy you truly are as like a college athlete. You think like, oh, practice is only 2 hours. Well, that doesn't include the hour before you need to get there and then the hour you stay after. And then you got to go home, shower, eat. Like, that stuff adds up. And I think playing basketball with juggling academics, family life, social life, NIL opportunities, it continues just to teach you how to stay balanced, how to stay organized. And no matter what job we get in the future, like, those are always going to be necessary skills. I don't think I can think of one career opportunity where you can't be organized. Like, you need to be organized. You need to make sure you're on time to things. Like, and that's just going to help you for the rest of your life.
Cool. So next question, Hannah, if you could choose any brand to partner with for an NIL deal, what would it be and why? Like big. You can think big.
Think really
you can think
big.
Giant.
Gigantic. You know, John Deere. And I say this mainly because I want a four-wheeler or a tractor. I live on a farm, and I know my uncles would be so excited to get my name next to a John Deere that we can drive around on the farm. That would be incredible. But if it's not John Deere, you know, I think that it would be something along the lines of just something that's in Toledo, that is a brand that would be like Libby Glass or any of the companies that are mainly in Toledo that can put a brand in Toledo.
I like it. Glass City.
Glass City.
You know, dunking, break the glass. You know, can you dunk, by the way? I never asked you this.
I can touch rim.
Close enough.
But that's about it.
That's about it. So tight in there. Sammy, can you sky. So can you touch the rim?
I can, you know, the tip of my tallest finger can touch, just graze the rim just a little, depending on how the legs are feeling. Normally we can get up there.
I love it. So what would be your brand, Sammy? Who would you go with and why?
I think right off the top of my head, I just think Nike. But that's just because I don't know. I don't like to dress up. I like to be comfortable. I've always loved their shoes, socks, clothes, anything. But usually, you know, the pocket doesn't afford all those things. But no, I definitely love, like, just, I don't know, this is my everyday wear, sweatpants and a sweatshirt. Like, that's, I'm ready for it. So
yeah, we need to challenge Nike and the bigger brands because they haven't come to the majors, right? They're always going to the, you know, the Big Ten schools. So shout out to any brand that's going to listen. And we'd love to have some love over here in the mid-majors, right, Sammy?
That's right.
All right, I like it. So let's talk a little bit about some key advantages of NIL. And if you agree with me, you know, kind of chime in and say why. So, again, you're getting full rides, but really the financial independence and stability, do you think NIL deals provide female athletes an opportunity to take a little bit of that stress off? I mean, obviously you still have books to cover, you have all kinds of things, living expenses. Does it help take a little bit of that strain off?
Absolutely. I believe that everything that we receive in NIL takes a small portion that gets to stay in our pocket and we'll end up going towards saving, some potentially buying a house someday and being able to afford a new car if I ever want to buy one down the road, or being able to purchase something that's for our practice guys because they are day in, day out practicing against us, making us better. Things like that.
And Sammy, I know you have a big event coming up in your life. It's that milestone event. If you want to
share with us,
a shout out to Noah and your future husband and the big date's coming pretty quick.
Yes. So we're obviously planning a wedding. And I have found that as very expensive, things I didn't expect. But no, I think NIL has helped with that. Not only specifically for things towards the wedding, but just like helping me to save money now, even if it's like a free meal once a week, like it takes off. Saves you those couple $8, $9, $10, whatever it is. And although it doesn't seem like a lot, like right up front, you put that into a year and you got however much money. So it adds up. And then you think about over the course of the year, I go back to like just experiences, like regardless of NIL, like I would have gone to that concert. It's just I didn't have to pay for it now. So that's money that I kept in my pocket. So I think it definitely just small, big, doesn't matter the size. Like it's definitely very important to us.
Let's talk about increased visibility for women's sports. Okay. Obviously, you know, you packed the house against University of Michigan last year and you won, and the year before that you won. So you're filling the house, right? Mm-hmm. You got, you know, easily 7,000 and upwards, right? People. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel when, you know, you're going into a full house, you're getting ready to go out on the court? Does that energy really lift you up? And how important is it for women to get that broader recognition and have a sellout crowd? Hannah?
It's like Holy Toledo. Can we say that?
Yes, you can.
Holy Toledo. And I want to say that that was the only thing I knew about Toledo before coming to Toledo, to be completely honest. And I think that people now should know back-to-back-to-back regular season champs went to the NCAA tournament. Everyone was like, whoa, who are these people? Where is Toledo, Ohio? And now, like, how can we come to a game? And all these recruits are like, we saw you out there on the game. We saw you on national television and different things like that. It really brings everyone to that was unknowing, become more knowing of what we've got going on in Toledo. And the crowd is unbelievable. I would say when I transferred coming from Indiana, coming to Toledo, I was like, oh, we'll see how it goes with fans because it's Indiana basketball. Like, it's Indiana.
Yes, yeah.
Like, that's top tier.
Yes.
Coming to Toledo, there was no lull of fans base in Toledo. And I want a huge thank you to the Toledo fan base that is here listening and any of our Igniters. You guys rock. We love you. Thank you guys for everything that you guys do.
I love it. And we want to create a movement, not just a moment, right? Wouldn't it be great to rock the house every single game, every single home game?
Absolutely.
So, Sammy, same question. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, the fans, they're amazing. They make the games bigger. I don't know. There's just something about playing in a full house, and you hit that three that puts you ahead late in the fourth quarter. And you can just feel that energy from the fans, which shows on the court for us to go get that stop then on defense. So the fans, they are absolutely incredible. I don't know. You have to have those fans. Like, I can't imagine playing basketball with no fans. Even when we go on the road, we have more fans than the opposing team 9 times out of 10.
They travel so well.
Yes, yes.
And it just, I don't know, it just makes that environment so much better.
Let's talk about brand building and personal development, okay? So NIL athletes, they can create their own brands, right? You can establish a public presence, if you will. I know I've talked to you a lot in the past about self-promotion, Instagram, you know, Facebook, how you grow followers and all these things. But really, are these skills, do you think, going to be useful for you for your future career paths and how you promote yourself as a professional? Talk about that, Hannah.
Building a brand can be very complex when you're self-seeking what's important to you. And building that causes a lot of layers of understanding of what you feel is important for yourself, and also being able to recognize like what you want to dream about and what you want to reach in the future. I think a lot of my brand development in the past was a little minor to what I actually truly want in life and what I'm actually looking for in life, and realizing from the past to the present of being able to dream even bigger than I expected I could. Like, never in a million years if you had asked young Hannah that if she was going to get a car playing basketball, like that wouldn't have been her dream. Like, her dream would just been like to play basketball.
Yeah.
And so that's just some of those things it's really growing my opportunities to build my dreams bigger in my head and corresponds with the brand.
So, Sammy, what about you?
I feel like your brand is who you are, and like who you are now, who you are in the future, like that might change who you were in the past. That'll change. And so like social media is one way to show who you are and show your brand. And I mean, at the end of the day, like my biggest thing has always been like, I'm not going to change who I am for somebody else. Like, this is me. This is who I am. You can support me. You don't have to support me, but like this is me. So kind of just social media, I think the biggest thing is it's helped show that brand. Like, I mean, how else would we do it? We're not going to write a paper and send it out to everybody. Like, it just gives you that opportunity to be yourself, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to bring up because people, you know, you're from Rossford, Ohio, which is, mm-hmm. you know, very close neighboring, right? Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan.
Yep.
You know, but I have to talk about the mayor of Rossford. So how did that come about? And, you know, I love to see the section at any University of Toledo women's game, and they're all from Rossford. So mm-hmm. playing basketball there, high school, I mean, you just created a following?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously close by, and we had a great, I feel like my last couple years at Rossford were great, and the support even there had gone up tremendously compared to what it was my freshman year. And then Rossford is such a small community, and I feel like you just support everybody in that community. So they continue to support me. And then our radio guy, I think on the radio one day, he just said the mayor of Rossford, and he's said
stuck,
it ever
huh?
since, and yeah. everybody loves it. That's everybody sees me in there. That's the first thing they say.
That's
so
right.
It's just kind of one of those things that just stuck. But then, no, I think Rossford just has a great community, and it's just very, like, close-knit.
All right, so let's talk about opportunities for advocacy and cause-based sponsorships, because really we haven't touched on that, and I think it's great for the community and the listeners to know that, you know, a lot of you, obviously female athletes, are often use your NIL influence to maybe promote a certain issue, if you will. You know, some of you, I think I've seen you, Hannah, walking dogs at the Humane Society. Is that correct? And Sammy, what's some events you might have done? You did Dents for Kids.
Yep, Dents for Kids. I didn't walk dogs, but I did. We made like treats there for dogs and cats at the Humane Society as well.
And you guys have done other events, haven't you, in the community?
Connecting kids to meals.
Yep, okay. That's a big one.
We go to the Y sometimes. We have read to elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many opportunities. I'm actually the community service head for the SAC, our student association.
Ooh, okay.
And
big time.
I put all of the community service on our little helper app. And you should see the numbers that we have been able to accomplish this year compared to last year. And I really think that the student athletes are really, truly seeking out these opportunities to just be a larger part of the community. I have had many people come up to me as like, hey, is there any more opportunities to go to the Toledo Humane Society to go help the animals there? Like, how can I be a dog walker? Like, how can I go pack connecting kids to meals and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And I think it's awesome for us to use our brand in that sense to give back to the community as well.
Yeah, I think that's great. It also shows your character as well and being able to give back. Also,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about networking and professional opportunities. NIL deals connect athletes with brands, as we know, companies, industry professionals. It expands your networks, et cetera. But I guess for you, when you look at it and you look at, you know, just marketing opportunities, obviously professional, you have mentors, correct, within
mm-hmm.
your organization, and they're
yes.
usually within your field of study, correct?
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about that networking, and not just with, you know, your fan base, but how has it changed the way you look at, you know, your careers as professionals, and would you be mentors in the future for others?
My mentor is amazing. She got me a lot of opportunities in the past to be able to go into an operating room that therefore connected me with a great neurosurgeon called Dr. James Schroeder, and I love the guy. He's actually a season ticket holder at the University of Toledo. And so I have gained a lot of networking from that aspect. And also she is more on the business side of things now in nursing. And it really, she shows me how many different avenues there are when you are in the study of nursing.
Sammy.
I think our mentors, they're amazing because they're different from basketball. So you're going to school and you're playing basketball. Obviously, when you're with your team and your coaches, it's basketball, basketball, basketball. But there's somebody that you can talk to and just go to for any advice, help, whatever it might be for stuff outside of basketball and in basketball too. But obviously, in your field of study, my mentor is, she used to be a teacher and now she's coaching. And so just someone that I can go talk to and ask about for coaching opportunities and like what's expected and just the ins and outs, the things you don't see up front, but the things that happen behind the scenes.
I didn't get to say this, but Lisa Johnson Summers is her name, and she actually played for the University of Toledo. I kind of skipped on that detail, but she was an all-star when they beat BG for one of the first times when BG was going on that crazy run, and they finally put the stop to it. And she was
the SmackDown.
She was their first team when Trisha Cullip first became their coach as well. So she knew a lot about coming to Toledo, and I learned a lot from her.
Empowerment and equity in sports. Okay, ladies. So NIL rights give female athletes the same earning potential as men. Okay? And as we move forward with gender equality in sports, because it's not there yet, what do you think needs to happen? Or what would be your wish? Where would you want to see NIL? What really needs to happen? Is it more media outlets covering more games on, you know, national spectrum? Like you said, a lot of young ladies saw you on TV and national. We don't get a lot of games, right, because we're mid-major. But that's just an example. But tell me, Hannah, what do you think needs to shift so we can take this up a notch and get some bigger sponsors and NIL deals for women?
Making it a more televised game, I think, yes, is one of the avenues that needs to be bridged. I also believe in the announcements of female games and the news being able to announce more of them and being more insightful. Just like every avenue of equalizing men and women, because there are so many of great games that are on and people don't even know they're on.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even know what's going on between BG and Toledo half the time, and it's like a brawl. Like, that is such
Battle
a,
of I-75,
it literally
right?
is a passionate game. If anyone, that most of the time, it's like a packed house. And our students come out for it, and there's so many people that are there, and just like, I wish that any kind of television services would be able to represent that on TV instead of all the crazy negativity that's been going on in the world. So I think it would bring a lot of joy to a lot of people too.
Sammy.
I think a very similar thing is just, like Hannah had said, more like being seen on TV more. Obviously that's a big thing, but even if you can't put it on TV, like, they all have social media pages, like, put the women out there as much as you're putting the men out there. I mean, we saw what happened with Iowa and Caitlin Clark and how, like, just like, yes, their whole team, but like her individually and her ability to shoot the ball just transformed all of women's sports. I've never seen like that dramatic increase from one year to the next just in the WNBA. And I think, I don't know, it's hard. Like, just knowing, like, it shows you that women can do those things too. Like, there isn't, okay, we can't dunk the ball majority of the time, fine, but like, we play very good team basketball or soccer, whatever it might be. We can do it just as much as the men can do it, and I think getting that media coverage would definitely help.
So Hannah, what would you challenge, would you say, someone who owns a business and who's thinking about doing an NIL deal, what's your challenge to them? What's your call to action? Come to a game? What is it? What's going to help them to see that they can stand out by sponsoring female athlete?
Well, of course, we would love for them to come to the game. And also, being willing to take a chance on us to be able to be a voice for your company and being able to promote their company and do it in a very well-deserving way, in a loving way that is shouting out their company and representing of women's sports, and also for them to be able to be part of the movement that is going to continue to happen in women's sports.
Sammy.
I think going to a game is a huge thing. Go to a game. It doesn't have to be basketball. It doesn't matter what sport it is, but go to a female athlete's game and then just have a conversation with them afterwards. And I just think that, I don't know, I just think that alone can greatly change their viewpoint on things.
All right. So, and finally, as we wrap up today's episode, what advice would you give a young female athlete who's aspiring to play at the college level? Hannah.
First, to dream big, being willing to put all your dreams out there and chase every single one of them, putting in the effort every single day, and never being shy about a challenge.
Sammy.
I would say it's not what you do when you're on the court, on the field, whatever it might be, when the lights are shining down you. I'd say it's what you do behind the doors when nobody's watching, and just being willing to work as hard as possible. I started out with very little offers, started as a walk-on, and I'm in the position I am today. So it's kind of just the hard work that you put in. And I think if you work for it, you can get it.
She's killing it.
Yeah, you both are. Well, Hannah, Sammy from the University of Toledo Women's Lady Rockets, you got game. Thanks for tuning in to our conversation today. These stories show just how much NIL is empowering athletes to make an impact on and off the court. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and share with others. Catch us next time for an inspiring perspective from two committed NIL sponsors. I want to give a special thanks to my guests, Hannah Novorosky and Sammy McConowitz, and to my executive producer, Chris Pfeiffer, and I'm your host and producer, Sophia Fisher. Feel free to visit us at wgte.org/womengotgame.
This episode of Women Got Game is supported in part by Jim White Toyota, a proud sponsor of women's collegiate basketball in Northwest Ohio. Visit jimwhitetoyota.com.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.